Detroit, Michigan. I'll be there Friday, November 8th at the Magic Bag. Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll be there Saturday, November 9th at the Parkway Theater. Madison, Wisconsin. I'll be there Friday and Saturday, November 15th and 16th at Comedy on State. And Portland, Oregon. I'll be at the Aladdin Theater Saturday, November 23rd. Get your tickets to those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. I am very excited today to have this guest here with me on The Way Back, ladies and gentlemen, Chelsea Lynn. Welcome to The Way Back.
Thank you for having me. Love to be here.
Thank you for being here with me. Plug anything you'd like, please.
Oh, gosh. Just go follow me on the TikToks. I've been TikToking and the Instagrams, Chelsea Lynn. I got a poppin' Patreon. It's 18 plus, though, so you can't search me. I'm unsearchable.
Is that something they make you do? Or do you have to be honest when you like put your thing
No,
up?
They know by looking at my stuff.
Okay.
They know and they're like, we're not. Yeah. So you have to go click. So my link is in my Instagram bio. But yeah, I'm everywhere. So just type in my name. You'll find me.
So I'm excited to have you on here because you definitely had a different upbringing.
Yeah.
And I asked you earlier, too, if you ever had a station wagon with a back seat like this. And you're like, we didn't really have a car at first. You walked around town.
We were the family in the small town that you would see walking around. That was us. If we had to go to the grocery store, we were walking.
How many of you? Five of you?
Sometimes they would just send the kids, but if it was the whole, we never did things together as a family, including walking around town. So it was always like my mom and us, or my dad and us, or just the kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said, so you didn't have parents early on. 8, you're on your own running around the neighborhood. You go get on your bike and head out.
Well, we really never had, they never cared where we were.
So they're there, they just don't care.
Like extreme. They're
you
not
could come home whenever you wanted.
Yeah, they're not asking where we're going, what we're doing.
So I'm going to ask you, what are you doing? What were you going and what were you doing during that time?
And I still think about how just good it was from time to time to come home from school. Hop on your bike, not a care in the world.
Bike was freedom.
Oh, dude. Just riding around town with nothing to do, looking for trouble. That was, oh my gosh, if I could go back in time and just ride my bike around town one day. We were going around and like knocking on friends' doors. Hey, come ride bikes with us. You know, we would literally just like make out with dudes.
Yeah, you said, what do you mean? How old are you at this time?
Like 10. I remember we lived in Sulphur, Oklahoma. My dad, we rented this house and there was an old car in the backyard. And I don't even, it was old, rusty, had been there for a long time. And I had this neighbor who was an old lady and her grandson would come visit on weekends. Mm. And every weekend, him and I would go in that car and make out. And we were probably at 10 max. And we would just make out in the back of this rusty car. Every weekend, I would wait for this kid and to go make
and
out in this
kissing
car.
Kissing back there.
That's it.
French kissing.
Yeah. And dry humping.
Yeah.
And looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so young, but we were dry humping.
We had a station wagon. We had this way back, and I drove it in high school. But we had it when I was in middle school. And in middle school, my dad had gone, I don't know if he took his other car to work or went on vacation or something. My grandmom's staying with us. My grandma doesn't drive. So my grandmom's with us, and we had a girl live next door to us too. And she was cute, but her brothers were like bikers, you know what I mean? She was smoking already or a little fast, you know what I'm saying? But I liked her. And we had played Ouija board a couple times. So I knew that this girl liked me and we were going to fool around a little bit. So she tells me this whole, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where,
okay.
When and where?
Yep.
So plan was originally we're going to meet in the woods, you know, good old woods. We're just going to go out in the woods.
The woods?
That's her plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I spent time in the woods.
Yeah. And I'm not saying no to any of this.
Right.
I don't care if you want to go up on the roof. We're going on the motherfucking roof, right. You know? So that day she can't go out in the woods. I'm like, it's okay. And she's like, I still want to see you. You know, what if we just like get in your station wagon at night? And I was like, okay, that's great. It's tinted windows, wood panel. It's nice, you know? So we shut the doors and we're in there. We're just kissing. We're only in there, honest to God, for 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
And her mom comes out the front door. And we can see her house is right here. Our houses looked identical, except like our bay window was on the right and theirs was on the left. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like a mirror image. And she's yelling the girl's name. Did I say her name yet?
I don't think so.
And she's just yelling, Susan! Susan! I'm like, oh my God. She's like, my mom. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know. Like, she's right there. She's like, I gotta go. I'm like, do not get out.
No.
You let her go back in and then you get out. Don't get out. She's like, I gotta get out. I'm like, don't get out. And she gets out. And her mom's like, what the fuck are you
right,
doing?
Right. Right.
I'm jumping out this side, crawling around, trying to get it. My grandmother comes out. It's a whole thing.
A whole debacle.
It's a whole thing.
Isn't
like,
it
what
crazy?
Was your grandson doing in that car? Right. Like, I lured her in there. I'm like, that's she, where she told me to
she
be.
Yeah.
She was trying to finger bang me in the woods.
Right. Isn't it crazy where kids will find places to fool around?
Mm-hmm.
We had this, our local city park had like a dry river going through it, and there was a little moat, and we would go under and just make out. Like, you will find a crevice anywhere.
If you're looking for it,
to
you'll
make
find
out.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
But you make out with who? Just you said.
Just the neighborhood boys.
What do you mean? You just go knock on the door and be like, you guys want to come in and like practice kissing and stuff like
no,
that?
No, we would never like act like it was. I don't know. I don't remember. It just happened naturally. I feel like hey, let's go make out.
Did you play any of those games? Like they would try them in our middle school, like 7 seconds in
seven,
heaven.
Seven minutes of heaven.
Do you ever
yes.
do that?
Yes.
Nobody ever did anything at ours. Nobody. Everybody was always so scared. We go
spin
in there, we
the
just
bottle.
Want to get out. Definitely played spin the bottle. Yeah, spin the bottle for sure.
Oh, gosh. Mm. I want to do that as an adult, though.
A spin the bottle
yeah.
party? Yeah.
What about
seven minutes in heaven?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Why don't we do that anymore?
I mean, it'd probably be a swinger party at this
well,
point.
Well, actually, that's yeah. probably just called something different.
It is. It's definitely. It still exists. It's just got a new name.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. Oh my gosh. But I was a big just bike rider, just riding around town. And I was thinking about this not too long ago. I was like, man, a lot of kids, unless you're from live in a really, really small town, don't really get to do that anymore. My nieces don't get, you know, they don't have that experience of just riding around town, not a care in the world, getting into trouble. Oh gosh, we used to break into people's houses.
Yeah, that's in elementary school and shit, middle school.
I would say, yeah, yeah.
All right, how are you breaking in the house? Is it strategic or are you just like riding by? You see nobody's home, you're like, let's go?
Probably a little bit of both. one time, right down the road from us was this really nice trailer house and they had a golf. It was a nice one, Ryan.
That's not what I'm laughing at either, though. It's that you guys stayed in the trailer park. Go rob the nice people. What are you doing?
It was a nice one. They had a deck built in front of it. Yeah. One of those. Yeah. And they had a golf cart in their backyard.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And we would just ride our bikes by, and I couldn't just stop thinking about this golf cart. I was like, oh, my gosh, I just want to drive that fucker. I wanted to get in there and drive it. I was probably eight or nine during this.
That's young, yeah.
Midday.
My daughter's age right now. Go ahead. No,
midday. And I was like, let's go get on that golf cart. Let's just see what happens. You know, I just wanted to get behind it and put my hand on the wheel. No intention of anything. We didn't have the key. You know what I mean?
Had you ever driven anything, riding mower or anything at that point at all? Did you even know what you were doing?
Yeah, because my dad used to sit on his lap and let us drive down the road. But never anything on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So got in it. Me and I think it was my sister Maggie. And just kind of messing around. Put my foot on the gas. It took off.
It goes, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not stopping it. And I go, I'm just going to ride it around and I'll bring it back.
So you're not panicking?
No, I was
okay.
happy.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to ride it around. I don't even remember if I knew they were home or not. I don't know. I go, let me just ride it around the block and then I'll bring it right back. I guess I was gone too long. And when we got back, the cops were there.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. How long were you going at the
I didn't think long, but I just was having fun. And it was a huge deal, dude. I mean, it was that's probably the most trouble I ever got in as a kid.
Why? Because that dude made a deal.
Just
deal out of
that
it?
I stole a golf cart. And I literally was like, I just pushed the gas.
If I had a golf cart and it came back just fine, I'd be like, this little fucking 9-year-old and 6-year-old stole this? I'd be like, good job. Don't do that shit again.
Right.
All
right.
Good thing you're safe. Yeah.
No, I think they were mad. The cop was mad. My parents were mad. It was kind of like, but I would do it again. And I knew that then, too. I was like, no. I'm like, take the key out, dude. Like,
what do you mean you would break into someone's house? You'd actually enter someone's home when they weren't there or something?
Yeah. So there was this... I don't know the first time we did it, why we did it. I knew that there was this lady in the neighborhood that wasn't home. I think I had been in her house before. Okay, I used to have a really big thing for office supplies.
I love that you stopped me.
As a kid.
What kind? You like paper clips and post-its?
Paper clips, post-its, whiteouts.
Staples.
Staplers.
Staplers.
Notepads. And I still do, but back then it was an obsession.
What do you think it was? White out, you get some white out and stuff.
It was all that combined. Christmas present, I was asking for this stuff.
So if I was like, I got you a office caddy, you'd be like, fuck yeah, a place to put my
bro. That over a Barbie, a Teletubby, over everything off. Oh, dude.
What's that doing to you right now?
Oh, gosh. Tape dispensers.
Look at you.
So I was obsessed. Anytime I would get any extra money, I was going and buying those things. Okay?
Just collecting them. Highlighters and Sharpies.
Yeah,
but
using them. I just loved it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how... We were always literally going around town just making friends with homes and knocking on doors. Like, so a lot of these older women would literally, I made cookies. Like, they knew we were driving in the neighborhood. And I must have known that she had this desk. You know those old desks that you set, that people would set and write a letter and it would fold down?
Yeah. Roll top
desk.
Yeah. With the plume pen. And
she had one.
Uh-huh.
And she always had it closed, and I just knew there was office supplies in there.
You knew.
And one time.
This one on the right over
it,
here.
That's
on the right.
It.
Yeah, that guy.
She had one of those. And.
And you just thought the mother load's in there. That right there is your treasure chest. That's Chelsea's treasure chest.
And one time we went by her house after school. Oh, look at that. I'm just throbbing right now. the drawers
open. Look at all that
open.
Drawer space. Look at all.
And we had knocked on. She wasn't there. Her car wasn't there. And I just was like, let me just see. If I twist, what happens? She didn't lock her door. So we went in. I know it was me, my sisters. I don't even know if there's any other kids with us. I think there was. We were always with somebody.
And it's during the day,
neighbor,
too, right?
Yeah,
you're riding
the
bikes,
day.
Okay.
And we went in, and, oh, man, had a field day. They were going through the fridge and everything, and I went straight to that freaking desk, opened it up, and sure enough, I was right.
Was it?
Post-its.
Look at you.
And whiteout pens. And I was in hog heaven, dude. Literally, I'll never forget this.
What is that? What do you think? I wonder if anybody else hit this up like they have an obsession with that, too.
And I didn't want to take, and I took
scissors.
Stuff.
You like new scissors and stuff?
Dude, all of it. There's nothing I don't like. And I wanted to take stuff, but I didn't want to take enough that she would know, or I didn't want to be mean and have her feel like someone came.
Well, she's only got one clipboard, so that's out.
So she had a stack of post-its, so I took just a few off the top, you know.
Oh, you didn't take a pack.
I didn't
you
take a pack. I skimmed the top. And I took a whiteout pen. That was my thing. I took a whiteout pen. That's all I remember taking. I might have taken some other stuff. Closed it back, and I was like, let's get out of here.
Wow, God.
Let's get out of here. That was the one time we broke into her house. But we, oh gosh, we
were you always going for supply?
It was either
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
For supplies or food.
Okay.
Because we didn't have, like, we are.
But food makes sense to me. That's essential. That's essential when you don't have parents.
We lived off of government cheese, powdered milk, stuff like that. So we never got to have any like fun snacks, stuff like that.
So sad in a way. Like you're breaking into people's house for Fruity Pebbles and shit. You know what I mean? And then Post-its. You ain't taking all the valuables or stuff. Your Rolex is still right there.
Oh my God. Oh, so shit. We would go in and literally just get snacks, dude. All of us, all the neighborhood kids. We knew when someone wasn't home. And we would never like go in a window or break in a backyard. No. It was we went straight through the front like we owned the damn place. And if it was locked, we'd just go try something else. Now that was not like a regular thing, but it was regular enough to say that yeah, we broke into houses.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Did you?
No, man. I was always so scared of doing that. Like I was telling you earlier, we had a friend named George Wilk. This kid was a hellion. And in seventh grade, he would steal his parents' car, and he already knew how to drive it. And he would go pick up other kids in our class that were willing to go out and just fucking raise hell. And he would drive around our whole neighborhood and everything. And I don't mean just neighborhood street. He's out on the main roads. He would do suicide runs across the flashing yellow light, like shit like that. And I was terrified of any of that shit. But
you never went with him?
No, hell no. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. In high school, I had to go with him. We all played indoor soccer together, and I didn't have a ride home from the city. And I was like, God damn. And he knew it. Like, he was the kid that drove every car like it was a goddamn Formula One car,
gosh.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're going home on the highway. I'll never forget it. 3-lane highway, car in the left lane, car in the middle lane, right lane's wide open. George Wilk split those two cars. I'm screaming the whole way. There's must have been an inch. It's 70 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
He fucking terrified me. But we got robbed. I've been robbed. Have you ever been robbed?
No.
No, you never got robbed?
No.
Man, we got robbed a few times.
Just like person to person robbed? Like someone coming up to you and
never hand to hand like
you mean
that.
Like your home got robbed?
Well, technically, yeah, but no. So what I find out later, I'm gonna tell you the end first, is that my brother and our friend have been apparently shooting the neighbor's bird feeder out of my dad's bedroom window with their BB gun.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know that.
Okay.
It's my turn to cut the grass one day. I'm out there, and the lady's yelling at me because I have a twin brother. Okay. We don't look alike, but she doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. We're the same person. And she's like, you shot my bird feeder. I'm like, shut up. I don't know what you're talking about, old lady. I didn't shoot your bird feeder. Plus, you just ruined the hand job I was trying to get in the goddamn station wagon.
Yeah.
You shot my bird feeder. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking. So I finally go in the house, you know, after I'm done. I'm like, fucking old lady next door, and Derek and Jeff are in there playing like Nintendo or whatever. I'm like, she's yelling at me about shooting her bird feeder, and they start laughing. I'm like, you shot her bird feeder? He's like, yeah, we've been putting our BB gun out that window and popping. I go, well, she fucking knows.
Oh.
So my dad comes home. We're going crabbing the next day. He tells me, Ryan, go down and get the motor and put it on the back of the boat. It's a big ass gas motor. I go down. I'm saying that because myself, I'll never forget this day. I carry it up. I got muscles on me at this point. I put her on the boat myself. Boom, boom, boom. We all ride to Kmart to get something. We come back. I'm like, the motor's gone. He's like, you didn't put it on there. I'm like, I carried that motherfucker up the hill myself and put that motor on there. And you know who fucking stole it?
No.
The neighbors. Yeah. the lady whose her sons, her older sons, the bikers, they took it. They took it.
Because
my
confront
brother shot. No, they were bikers. I was 14. I wasn't going anywhere near. I'm like, looks like they got a free motor is what it looks like. But it sucked because we weren't getting another motor tomorrow. There goes crabbing and everything else, you know.
Right.
And my dad knew. He knew. And then he didn't get mad at them. He got mad at my brother because he's like, you're fucking shooting their shit up. Of course they're going to retaliate, you dumbass.
Nothing like that. Not at all. I think I was the worst in town taking people's post-it notes.
I was going to say, that ain't bad at all. If I'd have known, I'd put a little bag of Post-its and some cereal out for you.
I know. That was the worst I did. I never shoplifted as a kid. Both my sisters got arrested for shoplifting.
Arrested? They did?
They had graduated high school, so like 18, 19, for stupid.
What'd they get?
One got arrested for stealing underwear.
Okay.
And another one, makeup. And it was just to see if they could get away with it type of
thing. But arrested?
I'm like, arrested. I'm like, y'all are dumb. I've never done anything like that. No.
My friend Eric Snyder one time, this one sucked because we were in ninth grade and we knew we had this date with these girls that a older friend of ours was like, he drove and he's like, I'm bringing these two girls. And, you know, we knew we were going to go out with them. Didn't know who they were, you know. And Eric decides, I don't know this. We're in CVS together. We split up. I'm going to get one thing. He's going to get another one. And next thing I know, there's commotion. He's yelling. The whole thing's going on. I go up to the front to see what's going on, and he had tried to steal condoms. But I didn't know it. You know what I mean? So he had tucked them in, and then as he's moving, I guess the guy in the mirror saw him. So they come. They call the mall security. They call the cops. They give us an official. I got to call my dad. My dad's like, what happened? I'm like, Eric fucking tried to steal some condoms because he didn't want to get the girl pregnant in case he gets lucky. And my dad's like, did you guys leave the store? I'm like, we didn't leave the store. He goes, they can't really hold you for that then. He could have just said, oh, I forgot I put them in my pocket. And
which is kind of true, isn't it?
True. Okay. It is true.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was nowhere near the front, but he was definitely trying to steal them. Yeah, 100%.
He's going to steal them.
And he had that hustle to him, and he got about halfway up. This guy came from the back like, nope. Yeah. So then they told us we were banned from the CVS and the mall for, you know, shit like that. Ain't nobody just going to ever remember us.
Right.
But they just humiliated us. And they did a mall walk. They walked us through the mall and then outside. And
and malls used to be, everybody was probably everybody was there. Everybody saw it. Everybody
shamed
was hanging out at the mall.
Yeah, shamed us.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever get arrested as a kid?
I've never been arrested.
Handcuffs as a kid or anything? Talk yourself out of it?
No.
No.
I was a very, very good kid. Besides the couple things, I truly was a very, like, straight, like, good. Because my parents were so not, and I did not want to be that. So I was like, I was a very good kid. I'm trying to think of anything else bad I did. That was the worst, to be honest with you.
What would you do for fun?
Played sports.
Yeah.
That was the only thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I didn't get in trouble, because if I didn't have that, I probably would have, who knows? You know what I
agree.
Mean?
Sports absolutely saved me. Having not only that, but structure and learn how to be a teammate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't get that at home.
No.
My parent, you know, there was no, you got an F, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You got straight Fs, don't care. You going here, don't
care.
Did
you try in school though? Or at
I tried enough to make it where I wasn't on the ineligible list for sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. If I didn't have sports, I probably would have flunked out of school dead ass serious. And not that I couldn't, I just didn't want to. And who's going to want to? You know what I mean? Unless you have somebody. No, did not care about grades, nothing. I loved sports so much that's what kept me going.
We talked earlier about guns, and you said BB guns. You shoot BB guns?
Well, I'm, from Oklahoma, so just guns.
Or real guns?
Both. My dad, gosh, when I was like young, my dad would take us on his dad's property and we had a pond and we would shoot turtles.
Like to eat them or just to shoot?
Just shoot them for fun.
That's what he would take you to do, is shoot turtles.
Which, looking back, I'm like, damn, we could at least eat them or something, turtle soup or something. No, we would sit there and we were young, five, six, seven.
What are you shooting, a shotgun or just a handgun?
I want to say started off with the BB gun, but he had a big shotgun that we would eventually, as young. Oh my gosh, look at that. Holy moly. That's who's shooting turtles, dude. That was the age where I'm breaking into houses though.
That's your turtles. That's your office supplies.
Office supplies era. That is it. Oh my gosh. My dad, we grew up shooting guns. So we would go and we would wait. And if we saw a turtle head, boom. And I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
I thought that was so much fun.
I mean, I know it's cruel, but it does sound
fun.
It does sound
And I didn't realize it was cruel at the time.
Yeah.
No clue.
Because you're a 5-year-old shooting a gun. You don't even know that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. I had a blast. Yeah. But that was me. I had that little gap tooth and I loved it. And I was mad whenever my teeth grew together. Look, got the little gap tooth.
Chelsea.
I look just like my niece right there. I'm freaked out.
Is that right?
Twins.
Wow.
I'm freaking out right
now. How old are you here? About 11.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hold on. That's you?
Where the fuck did you get this?
That's you?
This is my Chris Farley era. I was so mad. That's the worst. That's the worst haircut.
Who gave that to you?
Pro Cuts in Gainesville, Texas. Pro Cuts in Gainesville, Texas.
Let's look up Pro Cuts in Gainesville, Texas real quick.
And this is after it had already grown out.
What do you mean? They cut it shorter than this? Nah. How many months after the haircut is this?
That's a couple inches that minimum. It was so bad, you guys. It was so bad.
What did you tell them to do? There they are. Look at Pro Cuts.
Dude, it was so... my hair was long, kind of like in that first picture, the second picture
that
you saw.
Long?
And I said, And I was like, I just want layers. Give me layers. And as a 13-year, I had no clue what that meant, but I heard people say it. I was like, I just want layers. And she just gave me a bowl cut. And I cried. I cried. I cried. I cried.
I would too.
And my grandma took us to Walmart after to get stuff. And I cried. And I remember her being like, it's... like getting so mad at me, like, stop crying. It's not the end of the world. You need to stop. And I thought, I got to go to school tomorrow. I've got to go to school looking like that. Look at the necklace.
Here's your origin story right here. That necklace is so tight.
The Nike t-shirt. That's the... I forgot about this
that
picture.
Necklace is holding on like she fucking threw all that hair away. I might be next.
Look how tight it is. Oh my gosh. I think that's the first time I dyed my hair too. And we did it through those, those caps you used to put on.
I'm really looking in your eyes in this picture now to see
I'm
the
in pain.
Because you're smiling through it.
I'm in pain.
I'm seeing it.
I'm in pain. Yes. And my aunt would set me down and take this long metal stick and just poke and pull and poke and
to
pull.
To do what? What are you talking about?
Dye my hair blonde.
Oh, that's how you would do
poke
it?
Poke and pull and poke and pull.
Oh, through the rubber
for
cap.
For hours, and then she would just slap on bleach, and I did, yeah, and that's what that is.
And nothing's bringing that length back, though, huh?
Oh, gosh,
I do see the layer. I'm going to be honest. See the layer?
She put a layer in.
See it right there? You see it? Right
she put a layer.
Right there it is. Look at that layer.
She put a layer in there.
Can't say she didn't layer it.
That was circa two. That was probably in eighth grade, ninth grade.
That is outrageous.
2001.
What happened when you went to school the next day?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't remember specifically, but I'm sure I got shit.
I mean... I don't even know if the first thing I could do is make fun of you. I think the first thing I would be like, what happened? Then I would shit on you, you know, I'm like.
And I just remember being like, all I asked for was layers. That's all I wanted.
They're like, Chelsea's brother's subbing in for her today.
Dude, for real. Oh, that was nightmare.
That's the worst haircut I think I've ever seen on anybody, and especially in a vulnerable
and
age.
Still to this day, when I get my hair cut, they're like, do you want to take any length off? I'm like, no!
No! Fuck no!
No! Keep it as long as possible.
Oh, Chelsea, no length haircut.
Yeah.
You know what that haircut screams? Can we bring that up again, please?
Oh, gosh. Stop bringing
it. That haircut. To me, screams zero parental supervision right there.
Yeah.
You went on your own.
100%.
Gainesville, Texas, you called out to. You really remember where it was and everything.
Pro Cuts, Gainesville, Texas. I remember the day vividly. Oh. My grandma took us to get haircuts. We went to Walmart after, crying. I'll never forget it. Lots of crying. And I'm not a crier. I wasn't as a kid. I'm not a crier. Bald.
Look at that.
Bald. Yeah, I forgot about that picture. Wow. Was that on the internet?
It is, yes.
Oh, God. It's even worse. Who got a hold of that? Oh, man.
God. Well, I'm going to thank you for coming on this show.
I'll try. That's my best friend, and that's my best friend, Becca, and there I am in the mascot suit.
Oh, yeah, so wait, you were the high school mascot, and it was a wildcat?
Wildcat.
And you're in that suit that I've been washing 25 years. And who's that up there?
My best friend, Becca. We're still best friends.
All right.
And, yeah. Look, I thought it'd be so much fun, and it was miserable, and I only did that 1 year. I'm like, never again.
In my mind, I didn't see you on all fours in that. I thought you'd be up like rah-rah. Wow.
I'm always on all fours, right? Always. Any chance I can get. Yeah.
Look at the ASICS shoes she's wearing.
Oh, yeah. I had a blast in high school. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, it was the worst time. Oh, at high school was...
Go up, Kirsten. Let me see her in those colors.
Becca.
Is that blue and gold?
Blue and gold.
Yeah, that's exactly my high school
really?
Colors. 100% identical. Liberty Lions. Okay. You were the Wildcats.
Thackerville Wildcats.
Thackerville, yeah. That's mm-hmm. the only time I've ever heard that city.
Thackerville Wildcats.
Well...
There I am.
The pride of Thackerville. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Had a blast.
Oh, my God. So fun.
Anytime. I'll be back.
Please promote anything you'd like.
Yeah, just go follow me on Instagram. Instagram deleted my whole page. So
is that the second time?
No, it's the first, but I'm still promoting it like it just happened, mm-hmm. although it was a year ago. So they didn't delete that. So, yeah, just go follow me. I'm always doing content. I am doing some shows. So come see me do stand up. You can get your tickets at my website, eatmytrash.com.
Great. I love it. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Get your tickets at ryansickler.com.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.